You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. We have another story about education. If you ask an entrepreneur how they learned the business of, well, business, they'll probably tell you they had to learn on the job. But if you're a high school kid dreaming of starting your own business, there's another way to learn how to do it. Virtual Enterprise, a program for high school students from around the country. And about 1,000 of them recently came here to New York for something that feels a little like a science fair about business. Shaheen Einpour has our story.
New York's Pier 92 Convention Center is buzzing with teenagers, and they've all got something to sell.
We sell pets and pet supplies.
We are a company that delivers gasoline to your car.
And we produce pre-bottled shade-grown iced coffee.
From the top, that was Ian Hall from Loretto, Tennessee, Jesse Candel from East Rockaway, New York, and Ashley Clement from Cooper City, Florida. Ashley is the head of marketing at Troppy Coffee. It grows its coffee in the shade, which protects the rainforest since farmers don't have to cut down any trees to let sunlight in.
So I see you have a bottle, though, right there. Is that real?
Yes, that is real coffee.
How many bottles of coffee?
Just two.
Those bottles, they're just prototypes. Nothing here is actually for sale. It's all part of a nonprofit education program called Virtual Enterprise, or VE. It's a business simulator for high school kids, and schools pay around $3,000 a year for the program. About 450 schools in the U.S. take part. Each class comes up with an idea for a pretend company, and the students interview for jobs.
Yes, so it's kind of like a big game of Monopoly almost.
Complete with its own version of Monopoly Money, an online currency the kids earn as wages, then spend on things like shade-grown coffee. Instead of exams, you're graded on job performance. And if you aren't pulling your weight, you can get demoted. So, what's the point of all this? Troppy Coffee CEO, Matthew Plonskier.
Everything before this class was really me doing work for myself, you know, whereas here, in order to operate as a successful company and accomplish what needs to be done, you really have to work together.
In other words, it's about soft skills, the kind you can't really learn from a textbook, says Amari Singletary, a student from Columbia, South Carolina.
You definitely want to learn how to talk to people, how to get to the point, for sure. And when you talk to people, you want to make sure you have a good attitude, good enthusiasm, look them in their eye, versus like, hey, I know all these statistics about my company, but you know, if you can't talk to anyone, those statistics mean absolutely nothing.
All right, so that's why you're staring me down right now.
That's why I'm looking at you right now, yeah. I'm staring you really hard, sorry.
But Amari and the other students here aren't just learning about balance sheets and eye contact. They're test driving future jobs. Nick Chapman is VE's president, and he says these students will end up making better career choices as a result.
Over 75% of our alumni identify that they're still in the career that they identified in VE.
When I was in high school, I wanted to be a private eye like Veronica Mars. Let's say I'm still working on it. In New York, I'm Shaheen Einpour for Marketplace.